In a world where such things as Pete Evans exist, where he can say that he's eating toenail clippings and suddenly hundreds of thousands of people will do it, scientifically assessed dietary advice is even more important. The CSIRO have published in this area for many, many years and done a huge amount of research, and their latest is out. It's the CSIRO Low Carb Diabetes Diet and Lifestyle Solution. And Professor Grant Brinkworth is a co-author of this. G'day, Grant.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Oh, look, such a delight. CSIRO's been doing work in the area of diet scientifically for how long now?
Oh, look, it goes back for many, many years, but probably the better part of, in this particular area around obesity and diabetes, probably the better part of 20, 30 years.
Diabetes is a huge problem. 1.7 million Australians are living with diabetes, and diet can have a really big impact into it. How do you establish that the diets you recommend are scientific?
So we assembled the diets and devised them from all the latest scientific evidence that we know that are published, not only work that we've done at CSIRO, but other leading research groups. Then once we formulate these diet plans, we put them through rigorous clinical trials where we actually get real people to try the diets, and we compare them against each other to actually work out which is the best approach. And therefore, what we do is once we work that out, we then translate this into really simple, easy to follow plans through the books so that Australians can actually access this information and get the benefits from these great diets.
Anyone who listens regularly knows I'm really passionate about scientifically informed behaviour, whether that's related to food or exercise or vaccines or whatever it is. And in terms of the meal plans that you've put together, what are the changes that you've seen in people who adhere to these plans?
So we particularly focus on people with type 2 diabetes because we know it's such a rampant issue. And what we find is the diet plans are built on having a more lower carbohydrate approach into your diet, higher in proportions of protein and healthy fats, which we call unsaturated fats. And it's quite clear from the evidence, when you compare this sort of dietary plan to our traditional high carbohydrate, low fat diet, we can achieve long-term sustained weight loss. Over 2 years, we got people to sustain about an 8 to 10% weight loss. But what we particularly showed is that it optimized improvements in blood glucose control, heart health, so it lowered your risk factors for heart disease, and also lowered the amount of diabetes medications that people had to require. So if you follow this particular plan, people were following this, they actually had greater medication reductions in their diabetes medications to control their blood sugar levels. And that just shows how effective the eating plan can be.
So food really is the best medicine. If it's low carb, like what is it high in? What do you get to eat lots of?
So it's higher in portions of protein, so there's all good sources of protein that we've got. We've got animal and plant sources of protein, so you know all your regular poultry, red meat, seafood, tofu, so all great sources of protein, but then lots of good sources of healthy fats. So you've got nuts, seeds, olive oil, olives, oily fish, and then all great sources of vegetables, so low-carb veggies. So a beautiful range of low-carb veggies. But we're not actually saying no carb, we're just limiting the amount of carbs. So there is still an inclusion of carbohydrate sources, but focusing on those good carbohydrates. So that's the ones that are high in fibre and much lower in glycemic index. And that's how we actually optimise the improvements. So it is still a dietary plan that actually includes all whole food groups, and so you're not missing out on anything.
What's a good carb?
So good carbs are really all those that are really less refined carbohydrates. So good carbs can be those that are more whole grain. And so things like whole grain cereals, such as untoasted muesli, untoasted oats, all bran is another great form of good carbs. And then also all your multigrain and your whole meal bread. So staying away from anything that's more refined, because as you refine carbohydrate, it actually changes its composition in a way that it actually causes your blood glucose to spike at a lot higher rate. And that's what we're trying to avoid when we have type 2 diabetes.
What do the meals look like? Like, I assume you do the science and then you don't let scientists prepare the dishes. Who does your recipes?
It's really funny you ask that.
I mean, I do know scientists who are great cooks, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't take any credit for the recipes. So, but the way we do it and ensure that the science is still maintained is we actually developed some really rigid nutrition benchmarks from the sites in terms of we tell, and then what we do is we engage a professional recipe writer, and so we say to them each recipe has to have so many units of these sorts of foods, and then they then use their creativity within those boundaries and within those restrictions to actually create the delicious recipes. So, yeah, so it's really a big team effort, and we do engage professional chefs to make sure that the recipe options are very tasty and palatable, and then us as scientists make sure that they align and are consistent with the science principles.
What's an example? You're listening to Professor Grant Brickworth, co-author of the CSIRO Low Carb Diabetes Diet and Lifestyle Solution, a scientifically informed series of meal plans and dishes that help people with diabetes transform the amount of medication they need, improve their weight, prevent the loss of sight, all of these important things that you can achieve. What are some of the meals, for example, that you have? And do you also make sure that they're easy for people to prepare at home who aren't great cooks?
Yeah, so what we've done with all of our books is we've tried to focus on actually having as limited ingredients as you can. So even with one of our previous books, which are called CSIRO Low Carb Quick and Easy, which was the previous one to the current book, is that we focus on really including how many limited ingredients you can include so that it's really simple and easy for people to make it. So 6 to 10 ingredients is in most of these books. And they're really quite simple. I mean, one of my favourite ones is really salmon and greens. And so it's really just getting a nice fresh piece of salmon, cooking it up in some olive oil, and then also then just throwing some variety of low-carb veggies, so greens like cucumber, asparagus, broccolini, some tomatoes. So really simple, quick recipes that are really tasty and enjoyable for everyone. So what we've done with the books is just really create meal builders. We've got recipe plans. We've really got menu plans, recipe plans, shopping lists. And so we've laid it all out there so that consumers can really just get the book, pick up the ingredients they need and go for it.
How far are we from having a digital version from CSIRO where you can download it and it basically orders the shopping for you, the shopping gets delivered? Do you know what I mean? Where you really integrate it with our digital lives, Grant?
Look, it's really interesting you say that because we've had feedback from a number of readers. The books are great and the readers love the books, but we understand that we're in a digital age now and we're constantly working with and exploring these options. We're exploring options around how do we make the books and the meals even more convenient for people, and we're actually currently exploring with some digital partners of how we can bring it to life digitally. So you actually might want to watch this space in the near future.
Such a great opportunity for an app that builds a community of people who can try it out, share their experiences, upload photos, you know, like the fitness apps do as well. When you talk about diet, I mean, you're not talking about losing weight here, are you? You're talking about nutrition as much as anything.
Yeah, we are. I mean, like, we know that largely the type 2 diabetes epidemic has happened on the back of the obesity epidemic. So there is a portion of weight control is an important element to any successful plan, particularly for people with diabetes. But what we see with diabetes is even if you're not overweight, you can still get diabetes and you can still be at high risk. And so really the books are more focused on even if you don't lose weight, even though they are energy-controlled plans, that you can still get marked benefits from it through just simply changing the composition of the profile of food you're eating, which is largely what we're doing is changing the nutrition quality. We know that if we can improve people's nutrition quality, irrespective of whether they lose weight or not, they will reduce their risk of diabetes and improve a lot of the health problems that we have in our society today.
So the same diet plan is a preventative as well as potentially helping towards a cure.
Correct, because we know that a lot of the non-communicable diseases is a large proportion of is attributed by poor diet and poor eating. So simply just picking up these books, because we know that they're nutritionally complete plans, so they have all the essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, trace elements, and fiber. Simply just following the plan, even if you don't have diabetes, it's applicable to a wide range of the population, which will significantly improve your health outcomes.
Good kiff for the kids when they leave home, if they ever do. Grant, great to talk to you this morning.
No, thank you so much for having me on.